ahead and get started here. Welcome again to the January Peak Political Performance Bootcamp. My name is Jessica Barba Brown. I'm thrilled to be able to work with Frida Ajet, who will be delivering our program today and helping us all get to our peak performance. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Frida.
Great. Thank you so much, Jessica, and welcome everyone for joining those of us that are on the call and those that will be downloading and listening to this recording at another time. Welcome to our January Peak Political Performance Bootcamp. Today's topic is focused on authenticity leading with your best game. And just a little bit of background, the origin of these bootcamps is to get you accessible evidence-based practices that optimize your performance and very importantly make you feel good too. Over the course of a series of years, actually, I've been working with political practitioners from the local level appointed up to the highest levels in the United States as well as internationally. Utilize a blend of different strategies and tactics based on political intelligence, interdisciplinary leadership effectiveness strategies, increasingly neuroscience, mindfulness, and even elite athletics. Because as we know, politics is very much a sport. It's fast-paced, it's high intensity, there's very intense visibility, and things can change in a given moment. So our game plan for today is really we're touching upon two primary objectives. One is to explain at a very high level what authenticity is and its benefits to you as a leader. And the meat and potatoes of today is really dedicated on taking you through a facilitated coaching session, if you will, to create a personalized leadership compass built from the core components of authenticity, which are based on who am I, self-awareness, how am I, self-management, and very importantly, what do I need, self-care. So all you need for today is a pen and paper, and very importantly, a willingness to be honest, open, and real with yourself. So if you're ready, just feel free to press 1 on your phone so we know, and away we go. Great, thank you so much. Just so folks know, this platform does have a web component. What we've opted to do very intentionally is to just have this be a recording. The reason is twofold. One, a key component of effective leadership, as well as this exercise, is to help you cultivate really active and deep listening skills, as well as to reduce distraction. The second is, as I mentioned at the beginning, we really want anyone at any time to be able to download and listen to this recording free of any resource inhibition, like having a computer or a smartphone. So diving right in, what is authenticity? And this is a really big topic. I know that in the most recent presidential election, a lot has been dissected and analyzed around what is authenticity. And its origin is actually in Greek lore. Over 80 years, political practitioners, organizational psychologists, social psychologists, psychologists have been analyzing and unpacking what is this authenticity. And at its very root, it means to thine own self be true. Its origins are really twofold along two different tracks. One is philosophical, so really looking at principles, how people show up, how they live their lives by. When we talk about principles, that also can translate into values. And then also more existential questions like identity, our origins, our experiences, our background, how we were raised and culture, those things that really define and shape who we are and in our lens, the lens through which we observe the world. So again, when we break it down, it really is self-awareness. So again, this is more mapping to the existential or identity origins, life-shaping experiences, built environment, different sides of who we are, the how we are, the self-management component. And this is really about how we cope under stress, what sets us off, what are our triggers, and very importantly, how we address and arrest these interferences when they emerge. So we can kind of, what we say is, bring it back to center. And then very importantly, what we need. And unfortunately, yet fortunately, increasingly, there's been a void in authenticity and leadership literature as a whole around this key component of self-care. Because really, how are we going to show up as our best selves if we aren't giving ourselves the needed time, space, and support to identify and connect with what makes us feel most alive, what fulfills us, and how to restore and rejuvenate so we have the needed energy to to step forward in that highly volatile environment. So this is really about nourishment and taking moments to reset. What authenticity is not is about, like, oversharing. And one study exercise, what we'll also be doing is unpacking some of those little interferences. And when I say interferences, these are things that get in our way, they throw us off course, and they can either be external, like time constraints, or internal, like self-doubt or self-limiting beliefs. And how can we kind of identify them and skirt them so they don't compromise who we really are. So leadership, at its core, is the ability to inspire collective action toward a shared goal, and its foundation is really built on trust. So that's why at the very beginning I said all you need is a pen and paper, and very importantly, the willingness to be honest, open, and real. Because what inspires people to follow? It's really a foundation of trust, and that's about honesty, it's about consistency, it's about integrity, and it's about delivering results. So in order to cultivate trust with others, it really starts with trusting ourselves. So with that, the foundation of what authenticity is, self-management, self-awareness, self-management, and self-care, let's dive into the meat and potatoes of today, and I'm sure what really inspired most people to join the call, which is building out a personalized political and leadership compass for yourself. So what we'll be doing is I'll be asking a series of 10 questions. We'll be keeping time, and I'll explain the instructions in just a moment. After today's call, we'll be sending a follow-up template. So things aren't – the main thing is to get everything on paper. I'll give you verbal instructions of how to organize it, and then you can make it, you know, beautiful and aligned with kind of the visual and representative tool after the fact, after today's boot camp. So again, all you need is a pen and paper. And what we're going to do before we dive in, and we'll start with an anchoring breathing exercise to help us really focus, is to get our piece of paper ready for us to explore. So in the middle of the paper, draw a big circle. Make sure, however, that you have enough room on the perimeter to take notes, because we'll be playing with that space as well. Have your circle. Now, the goal is to have 10 different partitions. I'm going to be asking 10 questions, so there'll be a partition or a pie piece or a slice, if you're thinking about this like an orange or other citrus fruit, is 10 different pieces. So draw 5 lines through your circle from one end to the other that all bisect in the middle. So you have 10 pieces. You're at the end of this, you're going to have a big circle with 10 pieces. When you're ready, just press 1. Great. So we have our template compass ready for us to go. And before we dive into the questions, there will be 10 questions, one mapped to a different core component of authentic leadership, and you'll have 30 seconds to reflect and map down, write down what speaks to you. We're just going to take a brief moment, just a minute or two, to anchor in a breathing exercise that I call the Civic Leadership Breathing Exercise, or Mindful Minute Exercise. So just get in a comfortable seated or standing position, wherever you are. Make sure that you're somewhere that you will be free of interruption. And the main thing is to make sure that you're in a position where you feel comfortable, at ease, alert, and awake. So feeling your feet anchored, rooted on the ground, you know, all 10 toes, heels, unless you're wearing heels like me, feeling the sole of your heels on the bottom of your shoes. And then your hand either gently in your lap or gently at your side. Just close your eyes and breathe. Breathing in. Think to yourself, I'm aware I'm breathing in. And as you breathe out, saying to yourself, I'm breathing out into this moment. Breathing in, I'm aware, I'm breathing in. And breathing out, and breathing out in this moment. Now on your next inhale, think of a word or phrase that describes you uniquely and distinctly as a leader. And as you breathe out, a word or phrase that describes what you inspire in your community. Breathing in, you as a leader. And breathing out what you inspire in your community. On your own time, repeating these words and phrases to yourself, 3 breath cycles. So breathing in, breathing out, reopening your eyes, they're still closed, and just smile. Picking up your pen, and the wonderful thing about smiling, we actually have roughly 300 muscles in our faces. And when we smile, it reduces the tension in our face and then through our bodies, which then neutralizes and calms our nervous system. So these words you can glom onto and breathe in and out at any time you feel yourself revving up or revving down and need a brief moment of pause to reset. And with pen in hand, I'd like you to just write those words and phrases at the top of your paper. They really are the core and essence of who you are today as a leader and what you're aspiring toward. This may change in a given moment, may change later today or tomorrow, but for now, this is our lighthouse. It's starting us. So with that, we have our circle. We have 10 equal pie pieces. And Jessica is graciously gonna be keeping time. So I'm gonna ask 10 questions. I'll number the questions. So for example, question number 1, I'll say question number 1, what are your values and guiding principles? And we'll set the timer for 30 seconds. You'll hear a beep. We'll announce when the timer goes off, when it's time to move to the next one. Importantly, there's no right or wrong with this. Whatever goes. So, for example, question number 1, what are my guiding values and principles? I'll go to the first pie piece. I'll label it number 1, value. And then I'll start writing down my answers. Honesty, connecting with heart, leading boldly, being the change I wish to see in the world, and having fun. For examples, for starters. So you can go is for quantity, or you know, you can stop wherever you are. So with that, gave you the teaser. You know what question number 1 is? Question number 1, what are your values and guiding principles? 30 seconds. Number 1, what are your values and guiding principles?
Okay, that's time.
Great, thank you. Moving on to the next pie piece. It can be consecutive, it can be a random one. Question number 2, what are my strengths? What are my strengths or competencies? So these are sayings, and the timer is going, just so you know. These are things that you know intrinsically or yourself. Like, I am an effective public speaker. I have deep empathy and compassion. Or it can be things that people tell you you're really great at. You know, you are an excellent project manager. You have strong writing skills. You have a fierce commitment to integrity and telling the truth. You are a great strategic thinker. And so intrinsic, internal, as well as extrinsic, those that are either witnessed out externally or others have shared with you. Sometimes we don't know what we're good at. We need a little help. So question number 2 is, what are my strengths or capacities, competencies?
Okay, that's been about 30 seconds.
Great, thank you. So moving on, question number three to our third piece of the pie. What are my motivations? So these are things that really drive you and make you feel alive. Now, these can be similarly to your strengths. They can be internal, like passion, an intrinsic passion, a really strong desire to help within a specific sphere. Or they can be external, like status or financial reward, public recognition. Again, there's no right or wrong. It's just all about being honest, open, and real. What are your motivations? Question number three.
Okay, 30 seconds.
Great. Question number four, moving on. What are my blind spots? So these are things that maybe they set you off. Other people call them weaknesses. And again, these can be experiential. So I'm laughing because one thing I hear a lot of is, like time. Time management can be a blind spot, or being interrupted, impatience is another one. I know that when you're a leader, you can only do so much. You can't be everything to everyone. So likability, the need to be liked, can be one thing. Those are some common things that I hear. Perfectionism is another that I hear a lot of, and that many high performers experience. So blind spots, those things that set you off.
Okay, time's up.
So number five, we are halfway mark. We've identified some of those challenges. Another thing with blind spots is we mentioned interferences earlier. So another way of looking at that is these interferences, what gets in our way. So number five, what helps me manage stress or stressful situations? So in those moments, I might be triggered. I might be shut off. I might be stuck in a blind spot. What can I do that will help me address and arrest back into a place of calm, focus, and intention? So for some people, it's meditating or breathing. Other people, it's going for a walk, calling a friend, getting exercise, enough sleep. What are those things that help you manage stress in stressful situations? Number five.
Okay, time's up.
Number six, what do I need in a team? Number six, my team. How do I work best with others? And we mentioned earlier, we can't be everything to everyone. There's things that we are exemplary at. And there's those things that not so much, or we just don't enjoy doing. Amazing opportunities to work with others. So what do you need in your team? How can this collaboration help you operate at your best and then achieve your shared goal? Number six, team.
Okay, that's time.
Thank you. Number seven, what are my genuine interests? What do I like? What am I curious about? What can I read and, and surf the internet for? Number seven, what are my interests? And as leaders, this is so important, equally important as the others. Because those areas where we devote our attention that we're genuinely interested and curious about, that we're passionate about, we'll dedicate more time and openness with greater ease as a result. Number 7, what are my genuine interests?
Okay, moving on.
Great. So number 8, this is a fun one. What are different parts of who I am or sides of myself? Again, they're all important. This one is really important. It doesn't get a lot of airtime. What often happens with leadership is we get in this mindset, or a fixed mindset, there's one right way to be. That there's one way that I show up, this one part of who I am publicly or in this leadership capacity is what I'm disclosing to others. And what can result and happen is that other parts of who we are depleted or don't get enough attention, which can then cause us to be more triggered or camp out more in that blind spot space. So number 8, what are different parts of who I am or sides of myself? This can be a specific role, like a spouse, a parent, a friend, or it can be a more quality, like creative, playful, investigative, adventurous. Number 8, what are different parts of who I am or size myself?
Okay, that's time.
Number 9, this maps to the self-care component. What do I need to be happy, joyous, and feel free? Number 9, what do I need? That's the essence of this question. What do I need? What will make me happy? What will help me feel joy? What will help me feel liberated so I'm able to be my authentic self and be of greatest service to my community? Number 9, what do I need?
Okay, that's time.
Great, and then finally, number 10, what is my vision of the future? What do I aspire toward? So this may map back to those initial words or phrases at the beginning, maybe something completely new. Number 10, what is my vision? What is my vision? What do I aspire toward? How come I'm stepping into this leadership position in the first place?
Okay, and that's time.
Great. So again, number 1 was values and principles. 2, strengths. 3, motivations. 4, blind spots. 5, managing stressful situations. 6 is team. 7 is our genuine interests. 8 is different parts of myself. 9 is what I need to be happy, joyous, and to feel free. And then 10 is vision and future. So you have the breakdown of your compass right now. So there's your pie, and then you have a lot of writing. So just take a moment after the call to just look at what you wrote. What do you notice? What surprises you, if anything? What are there any themes? These are things to take note of. And if you want an added bonus, what you can do is you have in essence the circle, which represents who you are as a leader. And at any moment, too, you can use this as a scale, and on a scale of 1 to 10. So if you font, for example, we started with number 1, right around values and principles. And if I, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm in complete alignment with my values and principles, 0 is I'm in the middle, and I feel like, okay, I have a decision that's being presented with me. If I'm looking at this through the lens of my values and principles, what does this look like to be a 10? If I've made a decision and I feel like, yeah, it's honest, I made it, connected to heart. It was a bold decision, but as a result, I have a deficit. I'm not able to play because those were some of my personal principles. Then I'm a 7. So I can kind of color in the circle slice up to a 7. So it's a good visual representation that can be used for a given decision to pivot back between interests, values, vision, etc., and whatnot. So after this, definitely take a moment to review what you saw. Again, we'll follow up with an email that includes a compass template so you can see what this looks like if it were an actual compass. I don't know if people still use compasses with GPS, but if you're camping, and I do think most smartphones do have a compass. So if you need a refresher of what they look like, you can look at that as well. So that's what we have for today. You know, we started out talking about really high-level components of authenticity, the three key components of who am I, self-awareness, self-management, how am I, and self-care, what do I need, really to cultivate a strong foundation in self-trust. Which is really the essence of how we inspire people toward collective action. We anchored in a focus exercise using the in-breath of who am I as a civic, as a leader, whether it be civic or organizational. And when we breathe out, what I inspire in my community. So again, at any time when you need to reset, just breathe in and out your leadership work and community inspiration to bring you back to center. And then finally, we began building out a personalized leadership compass with the added bonus of scaling if that's something that you're interested in. So we have just a few moments. If there are any questions, feel free to unmute your phone and Jessica will flag you and we're happy to answer. If not, we'll share what our next steps are. Great. So hearing none, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today and for logging on remotely after the call to dedicate this time, space, and support to cultivate your own authenticity as a leader, allowing you to lead with your best game of the year ahead. Next month, we'll be talking about authentic connection, really focusing on communication styles, persuasion, and influence, which is quite essential when it comes to inspiring toward a shared action and goal. You can visit us at novusconsulting.com for more meditations, recordings, and workshops, as well as reset tools at your convenience. I hope everyone has a fabulous rest of your January. Happy New Year.
Thanks, everyone.